Hey guys, how are y'all doing today? I hope that you're all doing fine, and even if you're not doing well, I hope everything gets better. And I hope that my podcast will help in lifting your spirits up. This is the T2B, and welcome to the next episode of the T2B Show. I think it's nice to have an intro music after, of course, the introduction, don't you think? Well, I'll get into that in the future, maybe. In any case, what am I going to talk about today? Well, I'm going to talk about me. Get to know me a bit more than what I introduced on the pilot episode because I feel that it's a bit lacking. At least you got to know the basics, though. This one will focus more about some random weird facts about me. Weird, not in the sense that I eat food with my feet. No, nothing like that. Weird in the sense that you're not gonna find this in any slum books. If you remember way back in grade school and high school, I fill out some forms of slum books of our friends. You're not gonna find any of these facts in any slum books. Well, gonna be honest here. This is gonna be like a recycle because I made some weird facts about me thread on Twitter way back in 2018. I'm just going to put those stuff into this episode, and of course add a bit more because 280 characters is not gonna capture every single one of those facts fully. I'm going to expound more on those details in this one. Okay, without further ado though, let's begin with fact number one. Okay, with fact number one, let's start off with something a bit simple. Okay, this one not that weird, but I find it weird because I almost always wear my socks backwards. By backwards, I mean inside out. Like the, inside, it's usually the fuzzy one, the fuzzy thread kind of thing, and the outside is the smooth one. The one with the prints, of course. And since, logically smooth versus fuzzy, I like the skin of my feet to feel the smooth part, not the fuzzy one. So I wear my socks almost always inside out. It's, I feel like, about 10% more comfortable that way, and not a lot of people notice it. In fact, no one has ever pointed out that, hey, your socks are inside out. No one ever in the history of me wearing my socks inside out has ever told me that. Especially I only wear my socks inside out if I wear some plain ones. So the black ones and or white ones, but black ones more often, because white ones sometimes it's very, very noticeable. You wear it inside out, the threads are kind of everywhere, and people will notice. But black ones, it's very, there's a very low chance that they will notice it. So it's kind of a bit of a tip in a sense that, guys, wear your socks inside out. I promise you, it's gonna feel a bit more comfortable. And I like to keep my feet comfortable, especially when I'm gonna wear it outside for long periods of time. When going to work, it's gonna be a minimum of 8 hours if we work a 9-to-5 job. 8 hours on socks is gonna be a bit uncomfortable by the end of the day. So I like to keep it comfortable as much as possible. And one random tip that I found over the internet, I think I found this one on Reddit with someone's grandma. Like, if invest on some ways to keep yourself comfortable, anything that keeps you off the ground. For example, your shoes, your socks, even your bed. It keeps you off the ground. Invest on those ones. Make it as comfortable as possible. Spend a lot more money because your feet are going to thank you about that one. So, okay, that's enough for fact number one. Okay, just to recap, like I said, wear your socks inside out. 10% more comfortable, I assure you of that. Okay, let's move on with fact number two. Before we begin with fact number two, I would like to apologize still with my recording. You might notice a lot of blowing sounds with the way I speak, basically because I'm just using my earphone mic here. I do not have like a professional mic with me. I haven't invested on it yet. It's a bit expensive, and like I said on the previous episode, I do not have a job right now. But in any case, yeah, but let's move on with fact number two. Fact number two is that I always, almost always, again, add oregano or thyme with any rice meal that I eat. So I just put it on the rice, like a toppings. Usually people add garlic. I do add garlic though, but I also add some oregano or thymes. I prefer not the grounded one, the one that it's a bit powdery. I want it like the a bit, you can see the particles. That one. No, it just adds a little more pizzazz to the food, it's a bit zing and all that. It tastes a bit better with that one. Of course, not all rice meals though. I do not put it on soup. Like if I eat sinigang, tinola, I don't put thyme or oregano. And oregano and thyme actually taste a lot different. You would notice it if you buy some. But yeah, I do recommend that one, oregano thyme. If you're just, a bit, saving, you're not spending a lot on food. Like, say, for example, you're eating just hot dogs. Hot dogs and rice, put a bit of oregano in there, and boom, tastes a lot better. So yeah, there we go for a second fact. Not that weird, but like I said, you're not gonna find this in any slum books. Fact number three. Okay, for fact number three, when I take a shower, I don't sing. Usually, I know a lot of people, a lot of my friends sing in the shower, having full-blown concerts and stuff like that. Well, I don't. But what I do, though, is that I have full-blown conversations with myself in a British, Australian, or even a Russian accent. I don't know. I find it weird because I haven't heard people, telling me, "Hey, I sing in the shower." I know. I speak a British accent in the shower. I only hear I sing in the shower or something like that. Well, I don't. I speak in a British accent, Australian accent, or even a Russian accent when I shower. Do I give a sample of my British impersonation? Okay, let's try. From now on, I'm gonna try to sport my British accent for about a minute or so. Okay, I haven't practiced my British accent for a while now, simply because I share my home with my parents, and my bathroom is near the living room, and they would hear me. They would positively hear me, and I find it a bit embarrassing for my parents to hear it, because they don't be, "Hey, why are you sporting the British accent when in fact you are Filipino? Use a Filipino accent," something like that, or an American accent, because that is what we usually consume in the media. But in any case, I do it for my own entertainment. When I'm alone, I speak to myself in a British accent as to not go crazy. Because when I stay in silence, it's gonna cause me to overthink a lot, and I hate overthinking. Okay, enough of my British accent. It's a bit taxing. It's a bit difficult to maintain a British accent for long periods of time. It's a bit tongue twisting and all that. So, okay, let's go back to the normal way I speak English. Okay, that is enough for fact number three. Just to recap, when I go to shower, I don't sing, I don't do concerts. I have full-blown conversation with myself in a British, Australian, or Russian accent. So when I take a shower on your home, for example, just kidding. Don't listen. Don't put your ear on the door, 'cause it's gonna be a bit embarrassing. Okay, let's move on with fact number four. Okay, for fact number four, ever since I could remember, I've been always been deathly afraid of pills, capsules, and tablets and the like. Yeah, but don't get me wrong, I always drink my vitamins every single day, but every single time I have to overcome my fear of drinking, intaking tablets, capsules, and pills and the likes. Okay, the origin of that fear started way back on second grade. I believe it was in the second grade. I was eating chicken adobo, and one of the bones cracked, and a tiny part of it got lodged on my throat, and it got stuck in there, and I was in pain for what seems like forever, and until I got it out. And after that crazy incident, I've been afraid of swallowing huge bits of things, such as, of course, that tablet and food as well. So after that incident, I started to eat very, very, very slowly. Like, I take an hour just to finish one meal, and that is just one cup of rice. This way back, second grade, third grade. Lasted up until sixth grade, I believe, something like that, before my first year of high school, right before puberty, because when puberty hit, I like eating a lot, like a lot, just to help myself grow, because I quite remember starting first year high school, I was one of the shorter ones. Right now, I am one of the taller ones on my group, standing at 5'11". I know it's not tall, especially with international standards, but it's tall enough for my country. So, yep, starting high school up until college, I started eating normally again, actually even faster than the average person. And my fear for pills, tablets, and the like is slowly disappearing to the mo to the point it's almost non-existent. But I still am very cautious, and that is actually one of my prime motivators, so as not to get sick and maintain my healthy physique, so as not to face some challenges with drinking medicine, because some of the pills are very, very large, and I find it scary. Like, yeah, just thinking of swallowing medicine, makes me want to hurl. But in any case, I'm glad that I was over it. I think, it's a random fact as well, additional to this one. I think the first time I successfully swallowed a pill without, having trouble was, I think, in second year high school or third year high school. Yeah, before that, I was drinking syrup, like a child. Yeah, a bit embarrassing. Or some ground up antibiotics mixed with a little bit of honey and sweet stuff, or mixed in with my chocolate drink. So my chocolate drink tastes bitter and sweet at the same time. Yeah, that was a bad time in my life. And I guess it's too much information. Back when I got circumcised, I think it was grade 5 or grade 6. I didn't cry. Most of the one that I came with in the hospital, got circumcised with me. A lot of them were crying. I didn't. I didn't kind of cry from the pain from the injection and all that. But I cried like a little baby when I was taking in my painkillers. Oh my goodness. Yeah, like after I got circumcised, I was outside the ward, the place, and they're forcing me to drink my vitamins. By they, I mean my parents. They're forcing me to drink my painkillers. And yeah, that's what I started crying for a long time. Yeah. And starting that one, starting from that point, to intake my painkillers, I mix it like I said, in a 1 tablespoon of honey, mix it in the powder or mix it with my chocolate drink on my breakfast, something like that. So yeah, like I said, embarrassing. Well, at least you got more knowing more about me, you know. So okay, enough about this fact. It's been 5 minutes just talking about this fact. Yeah, let's move on to the next one. Okay, for fact number five, way back, first year college and second year college, I always bring a bottle of hot sauce inside my bag. Yep, I bring it everywhere I go, simply because first year and second year high school, I mean college, I live alone in my apartment, and I almost always eat outside. Because my apartment is a bit far from the campus, and I always eat outside together with my friends. And as a student, of course, I do not have a lot of money, so I couldn't afford one of the, you know, more expensive places, the one that has more taste in their food. Affordable meals usually it tastes bland for me, so I just pop in some hot sauce over there, and it tastes a lot better. And I eat faster because of that. Because, as you know, with the university, sometimes the schedules doesn't permit a lot of breaks, a lot of time for breaks, even for lunchtime. So, yeah, it helps me eat a lot faster so as to get back on the campus quickly. So, yeah, this is just a short fact, you know, because I find it weird myself. I do not know a lot of people bringing in condiments inside their bags. Well, I stopped doing that simply because I don't want it crowding my bag. And I do not want to ever encounter a time where the hot sauce spills inside my bag. And of course, I bring in a lot of papers. And it's going to ruin my day. Instead of, you know, just having a normal day and you'll suddenly find some hot sauce scattered around your bag. So yep, just to stop that, stop bringing hot sauce everywhere. Okay, that's enough for that one. Let's move on to the next fact. Okay, for fact number six, this one is a bit controversial, especially with my group of friends. Okay, I don't like to drink coffee. Yep, it's a bit weird because as a university student, a lot of us are cramming, spending some all-nighters studying, finishing requirements, projects, and a bunch of stuff. And of course, to keep us awake, we usually drink some energy drinks or coffees. Of course, caffeinated coffees as to stay awake. I don't drink coffee, and I don't do all-nighters as well. I like to sleep. You know, even if there's a test or there's a deadline, I would sleep instead of doing that. And I'll just, of course, continue tomorrow and procrastinate on my stuff. Yeah, so that is what I do. I don't like drinking coffee because it doesn't appeal to me. And another thing is that when I do drink coffee, I palpitate a bit. You know, my heart rate goes a lot faster and it scares me. Don't like that happening. And it gives me trouble sleeping later at night. Even if I drink the coffee early afternoon, I would struggle sleeping even at the stroke of midnight. So yeah, so that's why I hated it. I kind of remember one time when I joined my first organization in the university, the UP Guro Mathematics and Science Teaching. Our final rites as my batch, you know, it's gonna take a while. It started nighttime, I believe, around 9 p.m. It ended around late night. I can't remember. I think it's about 3 a.m., 4 a.m. So yeah, Our final rites take a long time to finish. Of course, the final rites are the one, the special moment that the members of that organization are going to test you. If you are deemed fit, you're going to be put into a set of trials, all that. I'm not going to go into detail on that one, but yeah, it was fun. But I find it funny because the members, after our final ceremonies are finished, they're all asleep. Even my batchmates, because it's going to be tiring for us, of course, since they're going to put us into trials. And the trials are indeed tiring. Even though I was tired, I was awake up until 10 a.m. Yep, so I was awake for more than 24 hours, and I hate that. I hate that for my body. So yeah, I remember, well, for this year though, I remember drinking just 2 cups of coffee up until this point. Yeah, 2 cups of coffee, because, you know, sometimes I like to mix it up. You know, I'm bored, like, okay, let's drink some coffee. And the first one I drank was a cafe americano. This was in some coffee shop in San Pedro. Tastes good. And the second one was a brewed coffee made by my father. I don't know the coffee brand, but yeah, brewed coffee tastes good as well. But yeah, after I drank those coffee, I wasn't able to sleep normally like I should. And oh yeah, one more thing. It's an additional fact. I don't like coffee, but the coffee aroma is like one of my top 5 smells. Like, I think I'm gonna put it on the top 1 or top 2, because the aroma is so intoxicating. Yep, if I smell coffee, like, oh my goodness, I feel like I'm comfortable, I feel like I'm relaxed, something like that. But as a substitute for coffee, I drink a lot of milk, fresh milk or even powdered milk. I drink a lot of milk. I don't know if it's true though. I think it contributed to my height, because they keep on telling me when I was young, you know, drink milk so as to grow. I don't know if that's true, if there's any scientific basis on that one, but I think, you know, if it's true, then it probably contributed to my height. So yeah, I drank a lot of milk as a substitute. I love them. I would take milk over coffee or any other drink in that regard any day. Well, water, of course. Water is top 1. And I don't drink cold water a lot. I drink like lukewarm, you know, straight from the tap. Yeah, tastes good. And okay, you know, just another additional fact. Next to milk is beer. Yeah, I love drinking beer. Sometimes I drink beer alone, like a substitute for soft drinks. Like, instead of drinking cola, soda, I drink beer. And my favorite one is the Almighty Red Horse. I drink a liter at a time. You know, the mucho. Yeah, I drink 1 liter at a time. When I'm watching movies, playing video games, you know, I pop open a cold one. Yeah, just go to town on it. I don't get drunk on beer. I haven't tried getting drunk on beer. Yeah. But in any case, yeah, that's it for this fact. So let's move on with the next one. Okay, for fact number 7, I don't use deodorants. Like, I can't even remember the last time I used one. I think it was way back high school. I don't even know why I wore one. Yeah, I don't use deodorant simply because I don't smell. I think it's overkill, and sometimes I do hate the smell of deodorants. I just use cologne, sometimes even perfume, so as to smell better. And you might think, hey, you might stink, you know, you're not using deodorant. But I don't. I don't stink at all. I know I'm very conscious about my smell. I do take a bath every single day, use soap, of course, religiously, and add to that, I actually don't have any armpit hair. I do have few, like, I can actually count them, I'm a bit kidding, but yeah, it's I don't have a lot of armpit hair, and that contributes to the fact that, you know, I don't accumulate a lot of sweat under there so that it doesn't stink. So yeah, I don't use deodorants. So that is one thing that I can save a lot of money on. Yeah, just use, like I said, cologne and you know, a good bath will do. So yeah, there we go. That is for fact number seven. For fact number eight, actually, this is going to be a bunch of facts clumped together simply because they all fit into one category, and that category is weird stuff that happened to me in the third grade. That is when I used to live in Pasig, and there are a lot of issues there. That's why I transferred to another school. Well, first off, this one is a bit my fault because I actually, you know, invited one of my classmates to a fist fight. Yep. And the reason for it is weird, and it's very petty. I was a bit short-tempered, hot-headed, way back in grade school. I don't know why. Maybe because of my playmates. But yeah, the reason is he, the classmate, broke my ball pen. Yep, my pen. That is my favorite pen. The casing is colored red, and it is not, you know, your conventional pen, the simple shape. I like the shape a lot. No, it's a bit irregular, very unorthodox type of pen. And he broke it when he borrowed it. And I don't know why. What got it to me on that day? I asked him to a fist fight after school on our basketball court. Yeah, long story short, I won. I won that one quite easily. One swift kick to the thighs. Of course, I don't recommend going to fist fights. Right now, I advocate for nonviolence, of course. Everything could be solved through words. Violence is almost always the last resort, and it's the very, very last resort. Like, you need to exhaust all the ways before, you know, resort into violence. So, but back then, I was a kid, and I didn't know better. I challenged him to fist fight. I won. But afterwards, you know, good thing, we're good friends. Yeah, we had what you call this one, a troop among us. Like, we're all close friends by the end of the year. Like, we gave each other some cards with our like gang stuff. You know, we're all good. But yeah, that is one of the weird facts that happened to me in the third grade. The next one is I was very sickly on the third grade. I had a lot of diseases, illnesses that I contract way back then. Let me just find and list those things. Okay, I found it. Yep, I had what we call scarlet fever, gastroenteritis, and hand, foot, and mouth disease in the same year. Like, I don't know, I can't remember the symptoms of scarlet fever, except of course fever. But yeah, I don't know what's the difference with scarlet fever. There is also a yellow fever, and of course a common fever. I don't know the difference between those. The fever, I think this is gonna be one of fun facts. I don't know if this is true, but I believe so. Okay, fever is actually not an illness in itself. It's actually just a symptom, because a fever is the body's way of, you know, killing the virus, bacteria, or whatever it is that's plaguing your body. So the fever itself is not an illness, but it is a symptom of one. So let's say, for example, the common flu. Yep. So yeah, there we go. And yeah, gastroenteritis. Gastroenteritis is, you know, from the word gastro. It's something with the stomach. Yeah, I really hated this one because everything that I eat, I vomit afterwards. Like, I had anything that I had for that day, I barf. Actually, this went on for a week or so. Even my favorite foods, believe it or not, I barf out, I vomit out. Those pancit canton, you know, the lucky me I eat those. Yeah, I eat those like, you know, like normally, as I should, but I immediately puked out afterwards and I hated it. I was severely dehydrated, so that they, you know, I wasn't hospitalized because my mother is actually a medical secretary. She works for a doctor, which is a very good doctor, I must say. I trust her a lot. So yeah, she just recommended Gatorade for electrolytes as well, so as to keep myself hydrated as well. I don't remember how I recovered, you know, just one day I was back to normal. And lastly, the hand, foot, and mouth disease. Yeah, if you guys don't know the hand, foot, and mouth disease, you develop some rashes on those areas. That, you know, the mouth disease, the mouth part though, that one is a bit irritating because your tongue has some rashes that's very painful. You know, it's very sensitive. Like if you eat food, it's like you have a mouth sore on your tongue. It's hard to swallow food in a sense. And it's irritating to walk because of the blisters and rashes on the feet and for the hands as well. It's quite irritating to hold any single thing. But yeah, I don't know how I recovered. You know, just one day the rashes disappeared and all is well. So yeah, that is for the second sub fact under this clump of facts. And the last one is the fact that I was accused of stealing a chocolate from a teacher. Yeah, I was accused as a third grader that I stole a bar of chocolate. It went on for the entire day. I was investigated. I was in class, and suddenly the guidance counselor pulled me out of my class and, "Hey, bring me your bag. I'm gonna look because we can't find the chocolate anywhere." And they, you know, scoured through my bag, found nothing because I didn't steal it. And it got it to the point that my parents were called, and you know, they were investigating. And of course, my mom, as she is, she got mad, and they marched over to the school and, you know, went face to face with the guidance counselor. And I was crying about the whole time on this one. Every time I got investigated, I got pulled out of class just to talk to me. I was crying, and my parents were mad. And you know, they found out that the chocolate was on the same place that they think they lost it. Yeah, I think I believe so. I don't know if this true, if this is what happened. One of the, I think one of the you know, students there actually was the one who stole the chocolate and just gave it back, placed it in the same place so as not to cause any more trouble. Maybe because maybe they found pity in me, something like that. But yeah, so and in the end, everybody apologized to me, the guidance counselor, the teacher herself, her whole advisory class, and apologized to me because of all the troubles, even though I haven't fully forgiven them. But I just, you know, forgot, like, you know, set it aside because that is quite irritating, you know. As a kid, being accused of something, it's not pleasant at all, you know. And one of the funny things that my mom said to my guidance counselor, because I was, you know, thin, like I said, I was sickly in the third grade. He told me, "Hey, my son doesn't even eat the chocolates out of the refrigerator. It comes to the point that the chocolate becomes spoiled, expired, you know, before consuming it, you know, something like that." Yeah. So how the heck am I the one who stole that one? You know, one another thing that they, you know, that's why they accused me, because they found some chocolate on my teeth. You know, that is just a coincidence because the snacks that I brought for that day are a bunch of chocolate cookies. So, and they blame me, you know, because of something in my teeth. I should have brushed my teeth after eating my snacks and something like that. Anyway, so yeah, third grade is really hell for me. Yeah, I suddenly remembered another thing about third grade as I was recording. One thing, my parents also got an argument with another teacher because my grade suddenly dropped like a lot of points in my card, and they were weirded out because it's the only one that dropped a lot of points. I can't remember how much, like 6 or 7 points. And this is in part because I was sick. I was absent for a lot of days. And the teacher, of course, wanted to make some grades for me. So they gave me a bunch of tests, like on a single day, like a bunch of tests. I can't remember how much, like 5 or 6 in sequence. And that is another reason that I got sick again. Yeah. So after I got sick, my parents were angry because I got sick and then my grades lowered. So what the hell happened? And then the teacher retracted the grade because they found out that she actually didn't record it properly. And she was just guessing the grades. No, I really hate that one, as a third grade, as a kid. It's very unpleasant for me to experience that. So yeah, I believe there are a lot more things that's controversial on my third grade, but that is for another time. Maybe if you get to know me personally, I might be able to remember it. So yeah, well, that is enough for, I think this is fact number 8, I believe. Yeah, fact number 8. So yeah, let's move on to the next one. Fact number 9. Okay, this one is about my guilty pleasure movies that I watch. So there are actually 3 of them. One is 27 Dresses. Second one is The Proposal, and the third one is This Means War. All those 3 are rom-coms. I don't know, I like watching them, for the heck of it, because I find it funny, I find it cheesy. 27 Dresses, Katherine Heigl, the 27 Bridesmaids, and at the end, she was the bride, and she invited all those brides that she was a bridesmaid in to wear those 27 dresses. I find it cute, and it's a simple twist, but I like it. The reporter, I think it was played by James Marsden. Yep. I absolutely hated the wedding industry because he find it like a scam by the capitalist to get some money. Especially, another fun fact, the De Beers company, they had the monopoly with diamonds. That's why our diamonds are very, very expensive. Even though they're not necessarily that rare, they're actually very common occurring, especially because, they're carbon, hardened carbon, for a lot of time. You can actually make synthetic diamonds at a lab at a much lower cost that is virtually the same as the ones found in nature, maybe even better because they're artificially made. But yeah, enough with that one. So yeah, 27 Dresses, I really like that one. The second one, like I said, is, was that The Proposal? Yeah. It's Sandra Bullock and Ryan Reynolds, I believe. Yeah. I keep forgetting the people on the acted in those movies, but yeah, I believe those two are the ones. Yeah, it's another fun movie, very funny, about a boss requesting his employee to marry her as to not get deported. I kind of get it because he wants to keep her job, her high paying job, high position job, and as as the employee, he suddenly got on a bit of a power trip, in the sense that he got the power over his boss, and he played some pranks and all that. But in the end, they got to know each other and they fell in love. I find it very cute. Oh my gosh, I don't know. That is why there are my guilty pleasure movies. And the last one is This Means War. This is like a spy action romantic comedy. It's between two guys, Tom Hardy and Chris Pine, both very handsome dudes, and they are pining over this one lady, And you know, they got into some spice stuff, and in between they are in a rivalry for this one person. At first they didn't know that they are dating the same person, and once they found out, they got into some like petty, what you call this, sabotage of each other's dates. It's very funny, you guys should watch it. You know, my review, my overview, it's not gonna do it justice. You should watch this one. But with that being said, those are my guilty pleasure movies. I put this into a weird fact simply because not a lot of guys that I know have their favorite movies as these three. But to be honest, those three are not my most favorite movies, not one of them. My favorite movie of all time is Zombieland, the first one. Zombieland with, call this one, Mr. Eisenberg. Yeah, Jesse Eisenberg is, you know, the frail dude, and I kind of forgot, what's his name? The one with, you know, with the accent, with the country. I forgot. But anyways, yep, and the two is Emma Stone and Abigail Breslin. That is like, you know, another fun movie, you know, to relieve some stress. I've watched that, I think, over 15 times already. You know, just to feel good, just to reminisce. I almost watch it every month, something like that. So yeah, Zombieland, just a feel-good movie. Zombieland 2, though, is not really on par in Zombieland. It's like Zombieland is like miles ahead. Zombieland 2 is, you know, it's another feel-good movie, but it's nowhere near as close as the masterpiece that is Zombieland. Yeah, I put it on the weird facts simply because I haven't heard anyone whose favorite movie is Zombieland. So there we go for fact number 9. Fact number 10. Oh my goodness, we're already on the 10th fact, and I think we're nowhere close to finishing. I'm just kidding, it's gonna be a few more facts after this one. But yeah, for the 10th fact, this one is, a lot of people know about this one, especially with close friends, but, you know, just in case it's out there, my wingspan is longer than my height. So, like I said, I am a 5'11 guy, but my wingspan is about 6'1". So, yeah, it's just a short fact. I don't know. I find it weird because not a lot of people have longer wingspans than height. One particular person that I know has a longer wingspan than height. He's a basketball player. Is one of my favorite ones as well. Is Rajon Rondo. So, yeah. And there are a lot of benefits of having long wingspan, longer reach, of course, that is one. So I'm tall and I have a long reach, so I can reach a lot of stuff, high stuff especially. So yeah, just a random physical fact that I have. And on to the next one. Fact number 11. I don't read books, novels especially. You know, even as a child, I haven't read any one of those popular ones, like Harry Potter, the Percy Jackson, and the likes. Even the, you know, like, quote-unquote adult books, like the Animal Farm, Fahrenheit 451, something like that. I know a lot of them, and I know the gist of their story, but I haven't read any of it. But yeah, I have read, though, like, one novel. So actually very short, by Og Mandino. It's about one reporter traveling back in time to report of Jesus's resurrection, something like that. Yeah, and one reason why I don't like reading novels is I can get very invested in them. Like, I would spend literal hours reading a particular book until I finish it, and I don't like that. I don't get to do a lot of a more productive stuff. I don't even get to eat if I read, like, I finished that book that I read with Ogmandino within a day because I spent the whole day just reading. I didn't do anything else. Well, I ate, of course, one time in between, and that's about it. I didn't really even take a shower at all. I almost didn't move from my seat. And of course, I don't like doing that. I don't want to be put in one place, which is weird because I play video games, and in video games, I am stuck and glued to my chair for long periods of time. I guess I like video games because they're interactive. You get to live the world and you can see it. I'm a very much a visual person. I like seeing my stuff. Well, I can't imagine a lot of stuff, but I find it better to just look. So it might be easier, and it feels like immersion is much better than that one. So yeah, don't read novels, but I do read a lot, not just novels. Like I read a lot of articles, a lot of news in the internet, especially because I'm always glued to my phone as well. And like I said on my pilot episode, I do a lot of research, especially on video games, the makings. No, and some explanations behind the scenes stuffs, something like that. So yeah, I do read, not just novels though. It just doesn't appeal to me. And I watch the movies based on books though. And I mean, of course, a lot of people are gonna say, "Hey, read the book as well," because the movies are gonna cut a lot of part of it, and it's not gonna feel the same way as the book. But I watch movies not because I want to know the whole story. I just watch movies to feel good. So that's why, even though some not critically acclaimed movies, I watch them simply because I like them. So let's say, for example, what movie has some bad reviews but I like? I think the one thing that comes into mind is the DC's Justice League, the Joss Whedon cut. No, not the Snyder cut. Yeah, I enjoy that one. But yeah, I do believe that it's very very lacking and all that. And another movie is based on one of my favorite video game series, which is Assassin's Creed. The Assassin's Creed movie is not all that great, but I enjoyed it a lot. It's just very different from the Assassin's Creed that I played. But I enjoyed it nonetheless. But with that being said, along with the same fact, I haven't watched a lot of series, some dramas and all that, for the exact same reason as I don't read novels, because I'm gonna invest a lot of time binge watching all those seasons. Yeah, the only series that I've watched completely multiple times over is How I Met Your Mother, and I've watched that over 6 times already. So yeah, I am a bit knowledgeable about How I Met Your Mother stuff. So you can ask me a bunch of questions, I would probably know the answer to that. So that is the only series that I've watched. Okay, I'm gonna count this other one as a series as well, but the Avatar, The Legend of Aang. Yep, I've watched it multiple times as well. The Legend of Korra, though, not yet, not even one episode. So, there we go. Okay, that is enough for fact number 11. Let's move on to fact number 12. Fact number 12. This is, of course, another fact, but it is also a tip. When I travel, I always overpack underwear. Yep, so let's say, for example, I'll be gone for like 2 days away from home. I will bring in like a week's worth of underwear. That is just personal choice, and as well as I found this one as a tip online, I believe again on Reddit, just to overpack underwear because it's much better to, what you call this one, have underwear at all times. You don't know what's gonna happen when you travel. Maybe you can do a lot of stuff and the underwear gets sweaty and, you know, God forbid you had an accident on your underwear, not limited to the number two and the number one. So yeah, always overpack underwear so it's not embarrassing as well. If you know, what if you got stranded for a few more days? Say for example your travel is for 2 days and you got stranded for 3 more days. So at least you have a backup and you won't have to, you know, wash your underwear on travel because it's a hassle as well. You know, you have to dry those stuff and all that. So yeah, you can always overpack everything. You can overpack some other clothes, but underwear is like top priority as well. Yeah, underwear, it does include just, you know, undies, your briefs and boxers, and for ladies, wear panties and other stuff. Underwear such as your socks, because it's gonna be disgusting if you, like I said, you get stranded and you're gonna be wearing the same pairs of socks for multiple days, it's gonna stink. No matter how clean you are, you're gonna stink. You know? So, yep, there we go. On to the next one. Okay, this is probably gonna be the last fact, the fact number 13, and this one is a fun one. I don't know, I would describe it as fun. But yeah, it's a bit weird because as a guy, I know very well how to measure a girl's a bra size. I know, it's a bit weird. And how do you, I know this one? It actually started way back. I was a kid. You know, I was, like I said, I like reading a lot of stuff. And somehow one of those stuff is how to measure a bra size. So I'm gonna teach you how, so you guys should know. And of course, you know, believe it or not, some ladies do not know as well how to measure their own sizes. I had one person that I know. She does not know how to shop well for bra sizes. The way that she shops for one is, of course, she's gonna try out a bunch of stuff and see what fits. But you know, sometimes you do not know if it actually fits or not. It's not accurate in a sense. So yeah, I'm gonna teach you guys. First thing you have to do is, of course, get a tape measure, like the ones that you use for your waist to measure your waistline. Yeah, but put it over the top of your breasts. Yeah, and put it on the peak, not necessarily where the nipple is, but the peak, the highest part, the apex. So I measured that one, and this one is supposed to be in inches. So let's say, for example, you have a 36. Let's say, for example, 36. So yeah, remember that one, 36, and then measure the below the breast, like the body itself. That will be what you call the band size. So let's say, for example, you're a bit thin and you measured it to be 32 inches. So yep, you have a 36 and a 32, and what you're gonna do is you are going to subtract the peak size and the band size, and you're gonna get the letters. So let's say, for example, 36 minus 32 is 4, and since it's 4, then it's gonna be A, B, C, and then D. So you're 32D. D is the cup size, what we call cup size, and the 32 is gonna be the band size. So the D for this example is the boob itself, you know, the fat part. So because you're gonna get a lot of measurements, maybe there are different body types. They are all D cups, but their band size might differ, basically because some people are a bit on the plus size, some people are a bit thin, and of course they're gonna vary, but they're gonna have the same type of boob. Yeah, I don't know, but yeah, there we go. So if you're A, that means there's a 1 inch difference, B, 2 inches, C. But what I don't get, I'm gonna be honest here, what I don't get, what's the difference within a double D, a triple D, an E? or greater than that. I don't know what the difference are, and there are something like US versus UK size. I don't know what's the difference. If the convention is going to be inches, then it's supposed to be the same all around, right? I'm not quite sure, but no, fun fact. You learned something today from a guy. It's kind of weird that as a straight guy, I know how to, you know, something that I learned, some useless thing that I learned. Well, it's not entirely useless because I can teach it to people because, you know, like I said a while ago, some ladies don't know, and this person that I know, she has one of the bigger ones, and because it's actually unhealthy to put it on a bra that's not fitting. If it's too, what you call this one, too tight, it's gonna damage the tissues and all that. So yeah, there's actually benefits, but to be honest, bras aren't necessary, but of course I do get why women do wear those, especially when going outside, because, you know, as we all know, guys are trash. Yeah, even as a guy, I know that there are trash people, you know, and I get it. So, but in any case, you're free to do whatever you want in life. But as a last fact, a weird fact about me is, you know, I know how to measure. So, at least you learned something from me as a last fact. But of course, before I, you know, finish this episode, I'm gonna say a bunch of stuff regarding the future of this channel, this podcast, and sort of stuff. Okay. Hey, one thing, I kind of want to apologize about the pilot episode because I've made some mistakes there. Let's say, for example, I said that the UP Alliance of Gamers logo is a capital G. It actually isn't. I don't know why I said G. I mean, it's staring at me the whole time. You know, I have the group chat of our organization, like, usually on the top part of the messenger. And I always see it. I don't know why I made it out to be a G, because gamers, you know. It is actually a box, a cube sort of stuff. But yeah, I don't know why I mistake it to G. I'm sorry, I desecrated the logo of the org. I'm sorry, guys, to my Alliance of Gamers friends. So, but yeah, I hope you continue to support even though I made that mistake. I'm kidding. In any case, and another thing, my Twitter handle, I mistakenly said it's the 22B, the 22B, and two letter E's at the end. Apparently, there are no two letter E's at the end, so it's only the 22B, like the one that you see here at the 22B show. And sometimes when I register on some sites, they have like character limitations. I always add some double E's at the end so that, you know, it will fit and it still sounds like a 22B. So, but yeah, there we go. To apologize on that one, you might not be able to find me on Twitter if you use a 22BEE. I think there are some social media that I have that I can't remember. But I usually do that on games and some other sites. And yeah, last thing. Where was it? Oh yeah, the podcast of my friend G is actually Doctora Chikadora. I said Doctor Chikadora. Doctora Chikadora. So yeah, check her out. She's good. And I look forward to listening some more of her episodes as well. And I do hope that you listen to mine as well, of course, for future episodes. And for the next one, I probably am going to do some how to make friends or how to get along with people kind of stuff. Because like I said, my interests are social psychology, and I am a bit knowledgeable on that matter. You know, so with making friends, how to handle people, how to overcome shyness and all that. So yeah, check it out on my next one. I am going probably to release that this week because I plan on releasing weekly, like I said, maybe even bi-weekly, two times a week. So yeah, and the one after that, I am probably going to do a video game based episode. Like I said, our UP Alliance of Gamers, we have a podcast as well. They have two episodes on Delve, and the second one I like particularly because that is like the future of gaming, so to speak. They made a bunch of points, we made a bunch of points, but I think I'm going to expound more on that one myself on the next episode, and probably even more in the future, especially when new innovations come out. I am probably going to make one regarding that one, because you know, with the PS5 releasing and other consoles, other innovations, even with PC, VR, and all that stuff, there are a lot of innovations, and I am very excited for the future of gaming. It is one of the biggest entertainment industry. I think it is even bigger than the entertainment industry, the movies like Hollywood and all that stuff. They're racking more money, not that. And yeah, I think I'm not forgetting anything. Yeah, but yeah, before I let you go, I would like to say that, like I said at the beginning, I hope you're all doing well. If not, I hope things will get better. I believe so. In the future, we're all gonna get through this together. This COVID-19 pandemic. We're all stuck here, but we're gonna get through this all alive. And you're gonna be listening more on my podcast in the future. But with that being said, I don't want to take much more of the time today. I think it's been over an hour. I don't know. I didn't check as I finished up. But anyway, yes, expect my episodes to be this long. It might vary depending, of course, how deep I'm going to tackle each episode. But the next one, it might not be that long. I don't know. I haven't even outlined it yet. Oh, yeah. Another thing. Most of my podcasts are not going to be like, thoroughly researched. Well, I'm going to thoroughly research, but I'm not going to write it down. I'm going to, record it with my memory so that as to seem like, you know, we're talking in a bar, in a restaurant. I mean, you don't go to a restaurant and bar and bring in a notebook. Hey, my opinion on this one, and I'm going to go through my notebook and check my pointers. Not like that, but. You know, my podcasts are going to be thoroughly researched, though. That is what I assure you of. Because I really hate disinformation. Okay, enough rambling for today. I hope that you have a nice day, and I hope to see you in the next one. Bye-bye for now.